Well, some of the first horrific images of Ebola in West Africa came to the U.S. from NBC's chief medical editor, Dr. Nancy Snyderman. She and her crew traveled to Liberia to document the disease. And here's just a moment from her reporting last month.
Today we watched as a 17-year-old girl named Jane was brought to Redemption Hospital and left in a wheelbarrow looking near death.
Where are you going?
But seconds later, she bolted up and tried to run away. She was stopped by her mother, who walked her back toward hospital staff who were dressed in their protective equipment.
And then came the news that her freelance cameraman, Ashoka Mukpo of Rhode Island, contracted Ebola. He's at the University of Nebraska Medical Center. Dr. Snyderman and the rest of the crew flew to the U.S. and went into voluntary quarantine. But then she was seen in Princeton, New Jersey. NPR's media guru David Folkenflik has some thoughts on that story and the media coverage in general. And David, just remind us, she was seen in public and this caused a firestorm.
Well, she was seen in public, and it was picked up actually in the comment section of an article a bit about Snyderman on a local news blog written by a journalist there in Princeton, New Jersey. She had been seen waiting in a car, apparently sunglasses on, hair pulled back, for some takeout from a local grill with a male companion, presumably a friend or her husband. And people said, well, look, if she's supposedly voluntarily quarantined, what is she doing going out? What is she doing getting takeout? And it seemed like a fairly mundane question, but in a sense, it was kind of citizen journalism, fact-checking and saying, what the heck is she doing out of voluntary quarantine?
Well, it's just part of the whole, what is supposed to happen here? And here's Rosie Perez on ABC's The View.
Listen, whether she knows she's infected or not, you know, you just don't do that. You don't put fear into the public when you're a public figure.
So Rosie Perez among those saying it's symbolic, you know, to see somebody who was supposed to be quarantined out. But look, you know, there are people risking their lives to do reporting in West Africa. She did, NPR's Ophabia Quistark and Jason Bobie and Greg Warner. Mm-hmm. You hesitate to be critical of somebody who did put their own life at risk. And she is a doctor. She knows she has no symptoms. Presumably she's taking her. She said she was taking her temperature. So, I mean, your thoughts, this story as a symbol.
Well, look, you know, she's making the argument she's not contagious. I want to read briefly from the statement that she made in a kind of qualified contrition. She said, while under voluntary quarantine guidelines, which called for our team to avoid public content for 21 days, members of our group violated those guidelines and understand our quarantine is now mandatory. As a health professional, she goes on, I know that we have no symptoms and pose no risk to the public, but I am deeply sorry for the concerns this episode caused. I think there are a number of problems about this. One of the problems about the statement is she doesn't take any personal responsibility. Secondly, she has gone to West Africa, as you say, and shown some real courage in covering this incredibly important but incredibly fear-inducing story. She has brought some real medical knowledge to it, but she's also talked about the need to be under what she originally went under was a voluntary quarantine, under what she and NBC presented as a surplus of caution. And yet she violated that because she thought she could get away with it. And it's as though there are a different set of rules if you're a celebrity network medical correspondent than if you're the average person, a nurse who might have incidentally come into contact with things. And I think so many people don't believe yet the medical truth presented, or at least the research presented by our top health officials, that this can't be caught through air contact and that it's not contagious if you're not showing symptoms and a fever of some sort, that, you know, she really violated sort of a sense of trust between herself and the audience in doing that.
Well, it's becoming apparent that the media has a huge responsibility here. We're going to bring you back to talk more about that. But in the minute we have, there was a poll from Rutgers in New Jersey that showed that people in New Jersey, this is fascinating, those who said they were following the outbreak news the most had the most inaccurate information about it. People paying a lot of attention were twice as likely to believe that there's an effective medicine to treat it, for instance. Just your sense, and we only have about a minute, but what this says about media coverage.
Well, what I'd say is a couple of things. I think there's been a lot of tremendously good coverage on NPR, in the New York Times, in the Wall Street Journal, in the Dallas Morning News. It really brings some real rigor to what's both a local and international story for them down there. And at the same time, the tenor of coverage has been so overwhelmingly panic-inducing. There have been so many echoes, as our colleague Don Gagne has noted, of these thriller movies that are, in a sense, horror movies, things like Outbreak, that play into our greatest fears, that I think the relentlessness of the coverage and the tenor of the fear of what is still, in many ways, an unknown disease to Americans, and what is, in always a very deadly disease, if contracted, has contributed to a lot of concerns and to a lot of people misimpressions about how it spreads.
Something that's impossible to get until there are symptoms and then it's virulent, tough to cover. David Folkenflik, NPR's media correspondent. Thanks as always.
You bet.